Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 after the hour, the Good Day program, and our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's the complimentary piece, complimentary hour, if you will, to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. There are two or three different things that are now being added together to give you a succinct overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, which is the country's foremost format. How do you like that, ladies? Pretty good alliteration, huh? The first and foremost format.
Ooh. Sounds good. Love. Yeah, love alliteration.
All right. Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Jennifer from KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And Doug Steffen is here from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What a coincidence, huh? That I could be Doug Steffen and I could be on the program and work my magic with the two of you. Pretty cool.
Huh? Such a mind bend.
Yeah, it is. Right, exactly. All right. Okay. So, for the week, there are some things that seem to get repeated with regularity and some new things. Oftentimes I start with number one, we go through the list, and then we pick some of the things. I think that I really kind of want to spend, we've got three or four things here that are on everybody's mind, and Supreme Court activity certainly is one of them, and the developments that have taken place this week in the gun debate, which is actually, number five with the Supreme Court. A couple of developments this week, upending the terrain, I suppose, a manner of speaking, the discussion of guns and the gun debate. Supreme Court ruling striking down a New York state law that restricted people's ability to carry guns in public. I'm sure that, Jennifer, you've talked a lot about this on your morning program on KRLA.
Sure.
This week, because you like to talk about guns. I know you do. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's my favorite. My favorite
That's
subject.
Fair. Right, exactly. Guns. Ooh-hoo. All right. So anyway, this sort of flies. There was an Ohio decision I think we talked about last week, right, where it sort of upended some of the what one might consider common sense gun rules. So what's the essence of this one?
This is really significant, actually, probably the biggest Second Amendment ruling that we've had in this country in decades, probably since the Heller case in the Supreme Court. And just to give you a little context, because it was referenced in the decision that was written by Justice Thomas in this particular decision, in Heller, and Antonin Scalia was the one who wrote the decision on that, it was determined that you have a right under the Second Amendment to protect your house and your family. What it didn't cover is what you have a right to when you leave your home. So how can you protect yourself with a firearm when you leave your home? And that was not covered by Heller. So that has allowed a lot of states, like the state that I live in, California, and the state of New York, a lot of cities, to come up with different laws. And so, for instance, in some parts of the country, you can have a concealed carry permit, or you're just allowed to carry your firearm as you see fit out in public. In California, in Los Angeles, forget about that. The sheriff of LA County has not offered sent out concealed carry permits in decades, basically. The new sheriff, a Democrat, just worth it since we know everything has a political impact now, is saying, you know what, crime is up, we can't get to you fast enough, so we're going to start authorizing those permits, but you have to give me a reason. In New York, they'll give you a concealed carry permit, but give them a reason. Right?
What's a reason? What would be a good reason?
Let's say I'm a public figure and I've been threatened and whatever, or I might be someone who carries around large sums of money back and forth to a bank, or, you know, you give them a reason about why you might need protection. Mm-hmm. And then they decide whether or not they grant you that concealed carry permit. Well, that's not really constitutional. Most Second Amendment advocates have already said that our rights shall not be infringed upon. That's the Second Amendment, shall not be infringed upon. And so the decision was made that you can't give a governing body the authority to determine whether or not you can carry a weapon. And so this has now really provided the avenue for places to hand out concealed carry permits without an excuse. I don't have to tell you why I need it. It's my right to have it. essentially.
Really? Okay. So that, and notice that after the announcement was made by the Supreme Court, the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, said that all this is doing is opening up an additional river that feeds the sea of gun violence. And I can understand the concern, especially, and it seems it's so contrary to what else is in the public discourse, the discussion of what's going on in these schools and how to better, I don't know if they're, they're related, but are they,
can I give you another
compliment?
Way to look at it?
Please.
Because I actually think it's in complete complement to what's happening right now, and that is that in Uvalde, Texas, or in that grocery store, and in fact, we saw in the grocery store what slowed that gunman down was a guard who was able to engage with him with his own weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Hardening targets, giving good guys guns, is going to stop bad guys, and it's going to deter bad guys. There is not a person out there who commits crimes with a concealed carry permit or who is a good-paying, responsible gun owner member of the NRA. These are people who are criminals that are committing these mass shootings, who plan and plot for months about what they want to do and how they're going to reach their notoriety or whatever their desire is. And so to allow more good people who are responsibly going through the process of having a gun, I think is actually going to keep us safer. So for Eric Adams to say it's going to be the Wild West, I don't buy him. I mean, even in Los Angeles, which is super duper liberal, as you know, all of our police are saying there are not enough of us to get to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to protect yourself mm-hmm. in the 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 minutes it takes for us to get to you.
All right. So now on the other side of this is the Senate landmark gun violence bill, the bipartisan bill that went through this week. It's up for final approval. So what does this, is this a complement to what we were just talking about in the Supreme Court? Is this something different? Are we going down two different angles, two different roads here, two different paths?
I think we're going to see this challenged pretty immediately, actually. I think the House is going to try to knock it down, but they won't. It'll pass. And unfortunately, the thing that I take issue with in this gun legislation, the one good thing that I like is I hate to say the money because I hate the fact that we have to spend more, but with mental health and getting people trained to recognize the signs of what's going on in the heads of these kids that turn out to be mass shooters, I think that is appropriate if that's what it takes to get people to recognize the signs. I don't know if you need training. I mean, if someone's slicing their face with a knife, that tells you that there's something going on.
There's something going on, yes.
Yeah.
But if the training is what it takes, that's fine. But what I take issue with are the red flag laws because it allows for full weaponization of giving people in charge the ability to decide who gets to defend themselves and who doesn't.
All right. So then how do we, and I don't want to spend we spend a lot of time on this because it is something that has become we're very passionate about this in our conversations, but the problem of gun violence in America is worse here now than it has been, it seems. Maybe that's the news media, maybe that's social media, but also if you compare us to other nations that we like to compare ourselves to. And then the whole business about guns here, guns on the street, the shoot 'em ups in cities like Chicago every weekend. I think there were 14 people killed in Chicago last weekend. So what do we do if, in fact, this gun safety bill doesn't pass or it doesn't get challenged or we have other things that get challenged? Because the Supreme Court really hasn't taken up that many gun bills in the last, in my memory anyway. So how then do we address this bit? Is there something new here, or is it saying, well, give more people guns and they'll protect themselves and we'll have less gun violence? That's not something that's sold very easily to the American public.
But it also needs to go into who is getting the guns. Who are we giving the guns to? Not everybody should have the guns.
No. But then back to, is there at least some agreement on who shouldn't have guns? Is that part of the bill?
I think it depends who you ask. Yeah.
Convicted felons shouldn't have guns. And unfortunately, like in El Monte, where I live in California, a felon had a gun and he shot two police officers and killed them. In a full ambush. And I think the first thing to do is enforce the laws that are already on the books, which are typically not being done already. I do believe that this legislation is going to pass, the bipartisan legislation. I don't love it because I feel like if someone says a mom who is passionate at a school board meeting gets put on the no-fly list, well, that's an argument to not give her a gun? And is that constitutional? So, I want to see stuff that's going to work, that's going to stop these shootings. And I don't believe, unfortunately, that really anything in this bipartisan bill will stop the next one. And I think it's designed to make
somehow
people feel good.
It's psychological approach. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it makes people feel good. Right.
Domestic violence, anybody who's been accused of that should not have a weapon.
In a moment, perhaps a cursory look at number three on the countdown list, the January 6th committee, the hearings. I listened to some of it this week, and I was actually quite interested and intrigued with the people and some of the things they had to say. I'm sure Jennifer has something to say about it, and we'll get to that after this.
Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook, and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
All right, because we don't have enough time to really do justice to the discussion of January 6th, I want to spend a moment or two on number four, the COVID thing. Moderna now says that a COVID-19 variant shot is going to be ready by late summer. Who's going to take it? I don't know that I will. Jay, you want to take that shot?
I'm not sure. The last booster really messed me up.
Yeah. And Jennifer, you aren't because it doesn't agree with you anyway. So I'm wondering who... I'm thinking there's a burnout factor here among people in the country. Enough already of this. Everybody, as Dr. Ken Cronau says, everybody's going to get this whether you like it or not. So why go through the anxiety of the shots? It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the overview, we call this the weekly Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the input from Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program and me, Doug Steffen, just some of the ways we've handled these conversations with the input as the week continues. There are different bits and pieces of commentary that are necessary to bolster up our discussions. The social media impact here, comments from socials, Jay, we were just talking about COVID. There are a lot of people wondering, as I just did, sort of not too subtly, enough, okay, enough of the shots, enough of the conversation. So what are you getting for feedback when people are asked about public figures getting COVID? Because it becomes headline news. This guy got COVID. So it what?
It was Dr. Fauci got COVID. That's news. Maya Bialik was dealing with COVID. That's news. And it's kind of like, well, maybe in 2020 when it was still new and people weren't really sure what was happening, it seemed more notable and newsworthy that celebrities and public figures were getting COVID. At this point, it's kind of not, and that's what a lot of people are chiming in about on social media. Shirley Goodson points out that for musicians, it still might be newsworthy. For instance, Chris Stapleton is the latest to postpone a show due to a positive COVID test. Yeah. So that makes sense, because tours are getting paused or canceled, having to be rescheduled. Carol Yappel says, I don't need to know the status of people's health that are not in my circle.
Right. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to the gun situation that we were just talking about, because there's more feeling, there's strong feelings as we look at the bipartisan nature of this. So what are people saying, some of our listeners, when it comes to the gun, the gun bill?
Yeah, David Young chimes in. These laws don't stop people who want to commit crimes. The people who will be affected are those that won't hurt anyone. What we need is more mental health facilities and more help for these people. Michael Mossy says, the government is like fire. When we control it, it serves us well. When we can't control it, it will burn everything down.
Wait a minute. Hold on to that for a second. Let's try that again. Government is like fire. When we control it, it serves us well. Well, that's an interesting thought, actually.
Yeah, it
to be. Yeah, one of the reasons I am thankful for this input from folks is because it does give us something interesting to think about. And it's not that I don't want to take phone calls on some of these things. It's just that my attitude toward phone callers, not that it needs to be aired my laundry in public, I just think that it takes us a long time to find a good caller. In this circumstance, you can get to the heart of the comment and not all of the, hey, thanks for letting me on the phone, or thanks for taking my call, or, you know, all that other BS that gets on the air. We get right to the point here. All right, what else do you have?
Alan Taylor Black says hopefully it'll be a start to ending the insanity. And Shannon Shepherd chimes in, why are politicians who are American citizens in service trying to violate the U.S. Constitution? This is treasonous by our standard.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Jennifer, you want to take a shot at that? Why are politicians who are American citizens trying to violate the Constitution? What is that? Sounds like a blanket statement. And once again,
yeah.
Don't
can
mess with my guns.
Me, by the way?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you could hear me or not before. I don't know exactly what that means other than, read it to me one more time and put it in context for me, Jay.
So regarding the bipartisan deal on gun violence, Shannon Shepherd weighs in, why are politicians who are American citizens in service trying to violate the U.S. Constitution?
Yeah,
this is treasonous by our standards.
Yeah, because, and I don't know if you could say it's treasonous, certainly, but it's definitely in opposition to the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment fully says that our rights to have and to bear arms shall not be infringed upon. And so you've got people going to Washington who are specifically looking to infringe on those rights, or who that sometimes think that the Constitution isn't our governing body, that thinks it should be thrown out, or some people think it's a living, breathing document, and that's actually not the case.
Got it. Okay, ladies, we continue.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over, and Cedar Rapids police have been informed of the incident and are currently investigating.
Beijing said it would allow primary and secondary schools to resume in-person classes, while Shanghai officials declared victory over COVID-19 after the city reported zero new local cases for the first time in 2 months. This is USA Radio News. There's been a drop in consumers.
Consumer sentiment remains at an all-time low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for June confirmed a 14% drop from May. The survey noted inflation is a top concern as consumers across all income and age groups posted large declines. About 79% of consumers now expect bad times for business conditions in the year ahead. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Police announced they have arrested a suspect in this week's fatal shooting of a man on a San Francisco subway commuter train. After police released a still photo from surveillance video of the 26-year-old man, he was arrested 40 miles outside of San Francisco. He faces charges of homicide, carrying a concealed firearm, and using a firearm in the commission of a felony. This is USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Sort of an arm of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the Good Day Show. You can follow us, by the way, at gooddayshow.com, social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, on Twitter, Good Day On Air. So, taking Jay and Doug and adding Jennifer Horn to the mix, we go through as many of these things. I've gone through the story list. I don't know if I do these. I do so much of this, I forget whether we're actually on the air done the list. I'm not sure I have. Have I, ladies, done the lists? I don't think I have.
No, not the people's list.
All right. So the people list has Putin at 10, Musk at 9, Harris at 8, DeSantis at 7, Pence at 6, McCarthy at 5, Katie Britt at 4, Jerome Powell at 3, Trump at 2, and Biden at 1. On the story list, the economy's number 1, the political realities and the primary results from this past week are 2, January 6th, number 3, COVID is 4, the gun stuff is 5, civil rights is 6, the Supreme Court, well, not just Supreme Court, the whole discussion of abortion rights is 7, the war in Ukraine is 8. Imagine that. It was number 1 for me. Sometimes it's hard to judge. What we all have our own sort of list in our mind, and I still think the problem in Ukraine has more significance on all of us than anything else that's here. Perhaps save the economy, and the economy is actually tied to the war because it's been caused, most of it, by the war and some of it by social spending and that sort of thing. Anyway, let's get to number...
You know what? I'm surprised didn't make the list.
What?
It's the 50th anniversary of Title IX. That was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, yeah, that actually is what you want to spend a minute on. It's women's rights in sports.
Women's
in schools
sports, yeah.
And stuff, right?
And I actually got to do something really cool. I don't know if you had a chance to see or if when we chatted or social media, but then, so one of the things that President Nixon doesn't get credit for, well, everything, right? Because everything about Nixon's always Watergate.
Right.
He did really cool things. Like
which was the 50th anniversary of that in the past.
Right? I know, that's right. We imagine that.
Yeah, right.
But he founded the EPA. He also passed Title IX, which allows for women to have more or to have, you know, kind of equal, more equity in opportunities for scholarships and for team sports and such at the high school and college levels. And so they invited me to the Nixon Library this week to host a panel with three Olympians. It was really cool. Carrie Walsh
really?
Jennings, yeah, from beach volleyball fame, and Courtney Mathewson, who played water polo, Janet Evans, who was a gold medal swimmer. And it was just, it was really neat. And the person who was there to talk about Title IX was the former Secretary of Commerce who was brought into the Nixon administration. Her name's Barbara Franklin. When Nixon took a concerted effort to try to bring more women into the White House, which Bill Clinton thanked him for years later,
yeah.
And that was a joke. And,
well, but Bill Clinton had a great relationship with Nixon, and in fact, if you remember,
they did, actually, yes.
if you remember the funeral. The Clinton took the lead.
It was one of his best speeches, I think.
It was.
The eulogy of Bill, Clinton gave
Richard Nixon. Yeah, right. It really was. Nixon, you're right, was much maligned. It all became about Watergate and what he said about, you know, on the tape about Jews and black people and stuff. And that's all important, but it isn't the only thing that he ought to be, as with anybody. We're not,
yeah.
We ought not to be judged by just a singular issue or a singular occurrence in our lives. Oftentimes, that's unfortunately the case. You know, what's Alec Baldwin thought of? What comes to mind immediately when you think of Alec Baldwin? The shooting on the set of Rust. You know, yeah, I'm just using that as an example, but there seems to be one thing that if it's negative, especially, what is it, the old,
people
takes 30 years to build up somebody's reputation and 30 seconds to knock it down.
Yep, that's right.
So, okay, so speaking of that, remember, I chuckle because I know where Jennifer's going to go with this, although I don't know, it's pretty hard to get away from some of this stuff that's being said about Trump and the January 6th hearings. And so as we look at this House Select Committee, I listened to the wrap-up. I listened to actually some of the testimony. I happened to be in my truck driving around, so I was listening on public radio to the public hearings. And so even though there are way more Democrats than Republicans on the group and
there's nobody that's been appointed from the minority party.
Well, how did Liz Cheney get on it?
She was not appointed by the minority party. She was put on because of
Nancy
Pelosi.
Oh, she was put on because, right, okay. Well, at any rate, did they ask or they never asked? And is it?
Oh, no, they were asked.
So why didn't they put somebody on it?
So here's how it goes. This is actually the reason, and believe me, I'm one of the few people probably in conservative talk radio actually listening to these things because I want to know what they're saying and how they're presenting it. And most of this information that's already come out has already been out in the public sphere. And that's why I don't think it's like the big bombshell that they're selling it to be.
Except that nobody paid attention prior to this.
Oh, I think people did.
Drama around it.
It was coming out, you know.
I didn't.
It was coming out piecemeal instead of all at one time. You know, so like here, this would come out, that would come out. This is just they're weaving it all together. But this is the first time, I believe, in our nation's history where the minority party tried to have people put on this panel and Nancy Pelosi turned them down. So Kevin McCarthy, and that's the reason he's on the list this week, is that he was trying to get his people, Jim Jordan, Jim Banks, you know, people from the Republican Party on this committee to make it fair, like you do when you are the minority leader in the House of Representatives. And Nancy Pelosi turned down all of those people. And so that's why Kevin McCarthy.
How did she get away with that?
Because she's the head. In the House, they let you create your own rules. And so because she's the leader, she got to create her own rules. So Kevin McCarthy said, fine, Republicans aren't participating in this, and walked away. It was only Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger who came to the table and said, well, we'll do it. And that's because they don't have any real interests of the party. And look, it's very clear what
this
is.
Well, why should the party be ahead of the truth?
Well, to ask that for the Democrats. They're the ones who are in charge
of this. I'm just asking it in general. Never mind party.
I
can't stand partisan politics, and that's all that drives this country these days.
Okay, forget politics for a second. But when you have someone who is either, like, for instance, in a courtroom, you don't just have a prosecution or you don't just have a defense. You have both so that people can present as close to the full story as possible. Right now, no one is giving you anything from the other side. They're giving you testimony heard in bits and pieces without a lot of context. And so you've got Bill Barr saying this is BS. Well, what did he say before and after that? He's come out and kind of closed the loop on what he said before and after that people in the hearing will never hear because they're only showing you one thing.
Well, I mean, but they did have testimony from people actually there. Beside the clips that they have, they've had a dozen or so people in these hearings that actually testified.
But no one's cross-examined them.
Well, what would be the context? I mean, no matter how you shake it, Trump doesn't look good. Now, maybe they're trying to make him not look good.
That's the goal of the committee.
But what's the purpose? So that he won't run for president again?
There's two things that they're after. One, they don't want him to run for president again because they know in this situation he's going to win. In fact, all the polling right now that's out indicates in a head-to-head matchup with Biden, Trump wins by multiple points now.
Why would Biden run again? I mean, they're going to be nuts putting him out again.
In any case, that's where it stands today. And then you also have the fact that they are going to advance getting rid of the Electoral College, which I know you're a fan of. But
yep, I like that idea.
I'm not.
And, I get it.
And I don't think that this is an so-called insurrection is the reason for them to blow up our voting system. It just doesn't seem like you can connect
that.
The dots on that.
Yeah. One item, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, if we spend the whole time on it, that's an interesting perspective, and I think it's an important one to have. That's why you're here, Jennifer, in part. Jennifer Horn, along with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. In a moment, what is going on in Ukraine with Ukrainians? That's up next here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Overview of the charts here for the week of June 20th to the 24th. The official list from number 10 to number 1. And by the way, these lists are always published at the end of the week at DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com, and Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number 10, focus on the weather, the drought, and what to do with your lawn, in a manner of speaking. Number 9, social media, all the technology that people are talking about becoming more important every week. The Russian war with Ukraine is number 8. The discussion of Roe v. Wade and coincidental abortion discussions, number 7. Race relations, civil rights issues, number 6. Guns and the Supreme Court, number 5. Number 4 is COVID. Number 3, the January 6th committee. Politics, and more politics at 2. And the economy is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3 that's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. people say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. You find the list of the stories and the people every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, DougStephan.com. At number 10, Vladimir Putin. Questions on why this guy is still alive and breathing air, I guess, is one of the things to focus on. Elon Musk is at number 9. Kamala Harris is 8. Ron DeSantis is 7. Mike Pence is 6. Kevin McCarthy is 5. Mo Brooks and Katie Britt are tied for number 4. Jerome Powell has the honor of being number 3. Donald Trump number 2, as we focus continually on this January 6th stuff. And Joe Biden is number 1. So all of these names, all the people, you can usually tie them in pretty easily with the story list, although they don't always coincide, but sometimes fairly closely. So that's it from the week of June 20th to the 24th, the story and people list from Talkers Magazine. 45 after the hour, Doug Stephan with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The next item is what's going on in, excuse me, Ukraine. I was about to say the Ukraine, and then I would get lambasted by the two. They are not there, Ukraine, it's Ukraine. All right. So
it's
now,
like the beauty pageant lady who, when she said, she was asked a question, she said, well, I'd like to help the Iraq.
What about the 405? What about the 101?
The 10.
Yeah, the 10. Okay, so European Union leaders apparently are ready to move Ukraine into position as a candidate for membership. So what will this do? The 27 other nations there, does this push the Russians away? Aren't they already doing as much as they can? I suppose there's an economic benefit to this, amongst other things. But this whole thing, I was really surprised it moved down to number 8 this week. So what do we think, ladies?
I think it's surprising that it we've lost interest. You know, it's just as a country, people aren't talking about
it. How can you lose interest? It's causing the inflation.
Well,
it's ruining the economy, the cost of gasoline. Good God.
Says Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden.
Well, Joe Biden's not a big help either, but
gas prices, because they were so high, that's how Putin could afford to actually go into Ukraine. That's how he was able to do it, because gas went up above $80 a barrel. It enriched him, gave him enough to strengthen.
So which comes first, the chicken or the egg? The war causes the prices to go up, or the prices went up and that helps the war effort?
Prices were already up by like $2 before the invasion even started. They're
trying to call this Putin's
war, because they don't want to have that as part of their legacy. But what I would say, and the reason Jerome Powell's on your piece,
well, it is though. Come on, Jennifer, it is Putin's war. It is Putin's war. Well, Putin attacked Ukraine.
Of course, this is Putin's war, but I'm saying that it's not all Putin's war that we're feeling at the gas pump, or that we're seeing inflate our economy. It's the trillions of dollars in spending that have happened.
And no drilling and no sources that we should be having.
Right, we're no longer an energy producer, we're an energy consumer. Yeah, but Jerome Powell's on the list for saying this week in a hearing, when asked, is this Putin's fault? He had to come out and split himself, because he was under oath from Joe Biden, who said, no, we've had these inflationary conditions before Putin even started any of this.
Yeah, it's like a perfect storm. Meanwhile, this week in Ukraine, it's been the worst week for 8 or 9 weeks, actually, since the fall of Mariupol. The last couple of days especially, there have been some smaller villages that have been taken over and ransacked. People just killed, brought out in the street, machine gunned.
Two Americans who got picked up. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear that story. What's that?
Two guys who went to volunteer to help Ukraine, which is, God love them.
As mercenary soldiers or just to go over and help?
I don't know. And I don't know if they went over as contractors or if they went over as true volunteers, but they're two guys from Alabama who got picked up by Russians, and they're being kept in Donetsk. And the problem with that is that in Russia, the death penalty is outlawed, but in Ukraine, it is not. And so there are a lot of people who believe these guys have been already videotaped being beaten and tortured, that they could find themselves at the other end of a firing squad if the United States can't negotiate getting them out of there.
Well, so what? And that goes along with the NBA. What's the lady's name? Biner? What's
Brittany
her name?
Griner.
Griner.
Yeah.
What's going on with her?
Still waiting on her next court hearing. What is that, July 2nd?
Yeah, which is all a scam anyway. I mean, these are sham court hearings, right?
Of course they are. Ridiculous.
They're keep and they keep pushing
she's
the
a
date back.
Prisoner.
Yeah,
it's and a apparently joke. She was supposed to have some call, I think, with her wife, and that somehow got moved around. So they're not treating these people well, but Brittany Griner, at least, is in Russia, so they can't beat the heck out of her, but they can keep her for a long time.
Yeah. And then there's the latest Western brand to leave Russia is Nike. They said, we made a decision to leave. Why didn't they make it earlier? That would be my question. What's taking so long?
Yeah,
exactly. Read the room. Jennifer Horn from KRLA, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's car talk time, and a man who is speaking, Nick Miles, is here from rautoexpert.com. I'm Doug Steffen with news this week from the car world. Actually, this is sort of off the wall, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it because you are an expert in all things car. So the question has emerged this week with several absolutely stupid, hysterical, when I say hysterical, I mean people are hysterical when they see children alone inside of a hot car. And what a couple of times this week, I think a couple of youngsters died. Heat stroke can happen when temperatures are, you know, if it's 57 outside but the car is all closed up, it's 20, 30, 40 degrees with the sun beating in the windows. How can people be so stupid to leave a child unattended in a car? It just
you're right, Doug. Absolutely right. 56 children die a year every year inside hot cars. It's an ongoing problem, and it takes a matter of somewhere between 3 and 10 minutes for the temperature to climb outside a vehicle in the sun. An unknown number of pets are dying inside cars as well.
All the time.
And
just
leaving a crack in the window is not sufficient to allow enough air circulation. There are companies out there who have solutions. Hyundai has a motion detection system inside their vehicle.
Really?
But, you know,
How does that work?
So So if anything moves inside the vehicle, it sends, you know, horn sounds and a beep to your cell phone. And then if you do not respond within, you know, a minute or two, then it will send a signal to their concierge service. And if you don't respond to a phone call, then they send emergency services to the vehicle. So they've got it nailed down. Several other people like OnStar have systems. And Toyota are developing a system exactly the same with their new autonomous cars that are coming in a few years where the car will actually go and get help.
Really? So, the car goes to get help.
Yeah,
it sounds really a little off the wall. So that reminds me of something I saw this week. PBS had a sort of a Nova special with Elon Musk trying to convince people that his cars are okay when they're on autopilot. And the PBS interviewer managed to make mincemeat out of that with several things. Why Elon Musk was driving the car. I don't know if you saw this or not, but maybe you've had the same experience. These people who buy a Tesla and they think they're getting an automatic car, you got to be nuts, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Right? So,
well, so first of all, what you need to know about self-piloting cars is in America, level two is the only thing that is legal. And in level two, the driver is still absolutely 100% responsible. And the way Tesla get away with it is that 1 second before impact, the controls are returned to the driver. Doug, I don't know if you are capable of stopping an accident 1 second before you run into
my
the back of the
fire truck. My reflexes are good, pal, but they're not that good.
Exactly. So I'm not capable of avoiding hitting the back of a fire truck within 1 second. Mm. I don't know about you. So that's how they get away with it.
All right, so long as we're talking about electric or Teslas anyway, other electric cars that are being built, everybody's going into the weird, wild world of electric cars. I see that Mercedes has a new one. So is there any end to this? Is everybody going to market these things and then everybody's going to have them and nobody's going to be able to get the power? The power grid will collapse and people will be in the middle of the highway thinking, oh, why did I do this? I think that's the unheard question, right?
You're right. There's three things stopping Americans really embracing this. The power grid is definitely one of them. Range anxiety is another one, and price too.
What's range anxiety? What do you explain that, will you?
Well, you know, electric vehicles don't go, you know, gas vehicles can go 600 miles on a single tank, right? Electric vehicles, you can go 100 miles was where we sort of started with these vehicles. Mercedes, so let's start with this. Electric vehicles aren't for everybody. Mm-hmm. All right. That has to be really clear. Like, nobody should be forced to have electric vehicles. If that starts to happen, you'll find me at the front of the line defending everybody's right not to drive an electric vehicle. Electric vehicles are interesting and we should play with them and experiment with them. But the second they say you have to have one, you'll find a big uproar. But Mercedes have sort of been playing with this, and they now have this QFXX, QEXX, I think it's called, that they just got 746 miles out of
really?
In one single charge. Yeah.
Wow.
So
I
said to them, I said, listen, guys, if you say it can do that, let me drive it
and check it out. I said,
do it and
report to us next week. Nick Miles from our AutoExpert.com, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.